whole classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello, friends. My name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe. And friends, thank you so much for joining us here today on
Studio Classroom. You're just in time for day two of our article where we are talking about arsenic in rice.
That's right. Isn't that wonderful? What a great topic. Arsenic in rice. What's something we learned from yesterday's lesson? Arsenic is toxic. It is a toxin, but it's found in a lot of soils, and that is not necessarily a dangerous thing because of the small amounts that make it into food, actually. But what makes it dangerous when you're trying to grow rice?
Well, rice has high absorbency, so rice very easily absorbs that arsenic into it, and depending on how much arsenic the soil has in it where the rice is grown, different types of rice or different brands of rice could have different levels of arsenic in it.
That's right. You know, some people, when they read something like this, the fact that there may be even small amounts of arsenic in rice might think, oh man, well, I'm just going to give up rice for good. I'm not going to eat rice anymore at all. But should we just stop eating rice altogether? Well, that's kind of what our lesson is going to be addressing today. So friends, let's get right into the first section.
Arsenic in rice. The presence of arsenic in rice does not mean that you should stop eating it altogether, since trace amounts of arsenic won't hurt you. However, if you eat rice regularly, or if your family includes elderly people or small children, it is important that you consider ways to reduce arsenic exposure.
Hello, I'm Jack. 今天的 usage tip 要来看句型 it 加 be 动词加 important 或是 critical 等形容词，再加 that 加主词加原形动词。我们在使用表示重要的形容词，像是 important, critical, crucial, vital, essential 等等的时候呢，可搭配虚主词 it 再接上 that 子句，说明某个事有执行的必要。That 子句中的动词以 should 加原形动词来呈现，但是 should 常常会被省略。不论 that 子句中的主词是单数或复数，也不论句子时态是怎么样，省略 should 之后呢，主词后一律接原形动词。譬如 ，It was critical that the plan be approved before the deadline。这个计划必须在截止日期前获得批准，这一点非常重要。
All right, thank you so much, Jack. Let's get right into our lesson, friends. We read, the presence of arsenic in rice does not mean that you should stop eating it altogether. Let's stop there for a minute and talk about the idea of not doing something altogether.
Yeah, that means you're going to completely quit doing something. We had to stop eating it altogether because it was causing allergies. But you can stop doing something altogether. That means you were doing something, or maybe you were in the habit of doing something, but now you're going to not do it ever again.
Okay, so according to our article, we don't need to stop eating rice altogether since trace amounts of arsenic won't hurt you. Let's talk about a trace amount of something. This means that there is a very, very small amount or a very small quantity of something.
Yeah, there's only a trace amount of sugar in that food. Nothing to worry about. And of course, there are just trace amounts of arsenic in most things, right? Or in things that have arsenic. And so that trace amount won't hurt you. However, if you eat rice regularly, or if your family includes elderly people or small children, it is important that you consider ways to reduce arsenic exposure. So, Anne-Marie, it's kind of like you were mentioning earlier, if you only have, you know, a couple of meals with rice every week, that's probably not going to be a big issue. Mm-hmm. But if you're having two or three meals with rice every day, that's something you maybe should be concerned about.
Yes, and it also depends on who's eating the rice, because as we see in our article, certain people might be affected more from this arsenic than others, and this includes elderly people. Now, elderly is a term that we use that's more respectful than just saying that someone who is old. We usually say that old people are elderly people. It's more polite.
That's right. We could refer to the elderly. We don't even need to use the word people in that sense, right? The elderly need to be concerned about this, but we wouldn't say the old. Well, I guess we could, but as Anne-Marie said, it is usually more respectful to use the word elderly. The elderly need extra care, for example. So, you know, somebody else who needs to be concerned about arsenic, maybe small children. This is something that I hadn't thought about before, but I do have small children, so maybe I do need to be concerned about the arsenic exposure. Let's take a look at that word, exposure. This is coming into contact with something.
Here's an example of how you could use exposure in a sentence. Too much sun exposure can cause skin damage.
That's right. So friends, if you do have elderly in your family or have small children, maybe this is something you need to be concerned about, especially if you're having two or three, you know, bowls of rice every day. Well, friends, we do have more to learn in our next reading, so here we go.
Arsenic in rice. If you are apprehensive about arsenic being in the rice you are eating, you have several options. You could research the amount of arsenic in rice produced in various places and choose rice from low arsenic regions. You could substitute other grains for rice some of the time. You can also remove some of the arsenic prior to cooking it by rinsing it thoroughly and then soaking it in hot water, preferably overnight. Additionally, boiling rice instead of steaming it can remove up to 60% of the arsenic it contains. Use 6 cups of water for every cup of rice, and when the rice is cooked, pour off the excess water. Unfortunately, boiling also removes some of the rice's nutrients, so if you do it, you need to make sure you are getting enough vitamins and minerals from the rest of your diet to compensate.
Soak 这个动词意思是浸泡。来看例句。For optimal texture and flavor, let the dried beans soak overnight in cold water mixed with a pinch of salt. 为了达到最佳的口感和风味，将干豆子放在加入少许盐的冷水中浸泡一个晚上。偏语动词 soak up 的意思是吸收阳光或者气氛、知识等等，也是指尽情享受。譬如She sat by the sea, soaking up the sun and the peaceful silence. 她坐在海边，尽情享受着阳光与宁静。另一个偏语动词 soak in 是指吸收或感受，或是沉浸其中。譬如 ，As Mark stood on the mountain top, he closed his eyes and let the breathtaking views soak in, feeling completely at peace. Mark 站在山顶，闭上双眼。沉浸在壮丽的景色中，感到无比的平静。
All right, so we are worried about having trace amounts of arsenic in our rice. What can we do about it? We have some suggestions in our article.
The first suggestion is to learn what this word apprehensive means. It's quite a big word, but it simply means to be worried or uneasy about something.
Here's an example. She felt apprehensive before the test. How is apprehensive used in our article? Let's read and find out, friends. If you are apprehensive about arsenic being in the rice you are eating, you have several options. You could research the amount of arsenic in rice produced in various places and choose rice from low arsenic regions. So this kind of goes along with what we were talking about yesterday. Different soils in different places have different amounts of arsenic in them.
But Anne-Marie, this requires doing some research. People don't have time to research things.
I think if people have time to be worried about what's in their food, they have time to research
the food. You make
a
good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. That's right. If you are apprehensive about this, a little bit worried, then yes, do a little bit of research because there are so many different brands of rice out there. Rice that comes from different places, different regions. We read on here, you could substitute other grains for rice some of the time. Let's take a look at that word substitute, a person or thing used in place of another thing.
Let's use it in a sentence. She used honey as a substitute for sugar. We actually do substitute some grains for rice when I'm cooking as well, because although my kids really love rice, I usually only like to eat it a few times a week. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll substitute a grain like quinoa for the rice, and we can have the same meat or sides with it. We just have a different grain.
I love quinoa.
I do too.
I just like the way that it sounds.
Yeah. You don't like to eat it.
But it's a cool word because it's spelled, you know, kind of different than the way it, Q-U-I-N-O-A, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, friends, look that up if you're not sure what quinoa is. You substitute rice or quinoa for rice sometimes?
I do, because it works in the same way, and it has a little bit more nutrition in it than rice. So
I see.
It's a good substitute.
Very good. Friends, we have used the word substitute as a noun and a verb. It's used as a verb in our lesson. You could substitute other grains for rice some of the time. Maybe not all the time, right? But you can also remove some of the arsenic prior to cooking it by rinsing it thoroughly and then soaking it in hot water, preferably overnight. Wow, that sounds like a lot of work going into just making a bowl of rice.
Well, like I said, if you are really concerned about what's in your food mm-hmm. and you have the time to talk about the problem or think about the problem, then you probably have time to solve the problem.
That's right. Okay, so maybe this is something you want to do. Do a little preparation even the day before. That's the idea of doing it overnight, right? Leaving it out overnight. But let's take a look at this idea of prior to. Prior to means before something happened.
Here's how you could use it in a sentence. Prior to dinner, they went for a walk.
Okay, so you're going to do something prior to cooking it, right? By rinsing the rice thoroughly and then soaking it in hot water. Okay, additionally, boiling rice instead of steaming it can remove up to 60% of the arsenic it contains. Who boils their rice? Everybody steams rice, right? That's how you make rice.
Well, when I was growing up in the United States, we always boiled our rice.
You did?
And after moving here, I decided I don't really like boiled rice anymore because it's a lot more watery. The consistency and the texture changes a lot.
Yeah, it's like in Chinese, shi fan, right? Maybe that's how they make shi fan.
Maybe.
By boiling the rice.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know, a little side note here, Anne-Marie, since we're talking about rice, and we often make rice in what we call a rice cooker, mm-hmm. I know some people here refer to the person who makes something as a cooker, and that is wrong, okay? The person is called a cook, C-O-O-K, or maybe a chef if you're more professional. But the thing you cook inside, like a rice cooker, that's when we use the word cooker.
Okay, so the cook could use 6 cups of water for every cup of rice, and when the rice is cooked, pour off the excess water. All right, so we have a few things we want to look at here. Let's talk about the idea of pouring off.
Okay, well, this is when you are removing liquid from something. Pour off the extra water from the rice.
Okay, we also see this word excess, the excess water. Excess is more than what is needed.
That's right. Cut off the excess paper. It doesn't fit here. Excess is an adjective. You could also use the other word excessive, which is also an adjective. That means you're doing a lot of something, maybe more than necessary. But here we're talking about excess water. Unfortunately, boiling also removes some of the rice's nutrients. So if you do it, you need to make sure you are getting enough vitamins and minerals from the rest of your diet to compensate. Interesting. I've never really worried about getting nutrients from rice because most of the rice that I consume is white rice. And most of us just kind of naturally think, well, that's not the healthiest kind of rice anyway.
Well, just because it's not as healthy doesn't mean that it is healthy in some ways. But yeah, you're right. I don't usually think about white rice having that many nutrients in it.
Yeah, which is why you use things like quinoa, right?
Those exactly.
Has a little more nutrients. Or some people like to have the purple rice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different kinds of grains of rice that could be a little more nutritional, right? But we want to take a look at one more word here at the very end of this section, and that is the word compensate. Compensate. This is to make up for something that was lost or wrong in some other way.
Let's use it in a sentence, friends. He worked extra to compensate for his mistake.
Well, we are not compensating for any mistakes right now by saying we would like to go to today's InfoCloud. It's just something we do every day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, I saw a photo of a calm lake the other day. It was beautiful and still, but what did the description of the picture say? There are thousands of deadly water snakes under the water.
Wow, that's terrifying. Even though it looked peaceful, there was something lurking beneath the surface.
There was. Let's talk about that phrase, lurking beneath or under the surface. It means there's something dangerous or negative hidden somewhere, but it isn't immediately obvious. The surface refers to the surface of a body of water.
The word lurking suggests that whatever's down there is hiding, but might show up suddenly or cause trouble if you're not careful.
The phrase can describe things like animals, or even more abstract things like emotions.
For example, someone might seem cheerful, but there could be sadness or anger lurking just beneath the surface.
Or in stories, a peaceful town might seem perfect, but there's a secret waiting just below the surface.
It's a way of saying there's more going on than you think.
Just remember, there's often more to something or someone than meets the eye.
很多时候我们看事情不能只看表面。 今天要介绍的用语是 lurking beneath the surface, 表面下隐藏的危机或情绪。 It seemed like a peaceful conversation, but tension was lurking beneath the surface. 看起来是和平的对话, 其实暗潮汹涌。 Lurk有潜伏、藏匿的意思， Lurking beneath the surface 提醒我们，事情或人往往不如表面所见。有时候，表面和善的人内心可能隐藏着怒气或不满，看似稳定的情况，其实正酝酿问题。学会洞察细节，才能够看穿表象，提早应应。这就是今天的InfoCloud，我们下次云端见。
Arsenic in rice. Researchers are working on finding ways to reduce arsenic levels in rice. But in the meantime, it is something to keep an eye on.
In the meantime, 意思是与此同时,在此期间。 例如, waiting for her visa to come through, she studied French in the meantime. 在等待签证批复的同时,她在学习法文。 In the meantime 中的 meantime 是当名词, 但是也可以当副词, 意思呢,也是同时或在期间。 例如, he'll be here soon. Meantime, I'll set the table for dinner. 他很快就会到, 这时我来摆晚餐的餐具。 另一个类似的字是 meanwhile, 意思也是相同。 譬如, our plane was delayed. Meanwhile, everyone else's flights left on time. 我们的班机延误了，期间其他人的航班都准时起飞了。
All right, friends, I'm ready to see how our article is going to conclude here. Let's read it together. Researchers are working on finding ways to reduce arsenic levels in rice. Let's take a look at this word, reduce.
This is to make something smaller or less.You can reduce waste by recycling.
All right, so we personally cannot reduce the amount of arsenic that's in rice, but this is a job that researchers are working on. They are trying to find ways to make the rice that we eat healthier.
That's right, but in the meantime, it is something to keep an eye on. In the meantime, thank you, Jack, for talking about that word. That is what we can do right now, right? While something else is going on, we need to keep an eye on this. To keep an eye on something means to watch or monitor something carefully.
Yeah, when I hear this phrase, I often think of that word monitor. It's something that happens over a period of time. Here's an example of how you could use keep an eye on in a sentence.Keep an eye on the soup so it doesn't boil over. You're not just looking at the soup one time, you're watching it or monitoring it while it's boiling to make sure there's no problem.
Keep an eye on my kids while I go to the store for a minute. There are different things you can keep an eye on. Anne Marie, what is something interesting that you learned from our lesson today and yesterday?
Well, I think it is very interesting that not all rice necessarily has a lot of arsenic in it. It really depends on where the rice is grown. Mm-hmm. So I think that of all of the things we talked about, this is maybe something I could pay attention to. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if rice is marked in any kind of way of how much arsenic is in it, but maybe I could do some research and find out what areas are safer.
Anne Marie, I really don't want to research a lot of things when it comes to food. I'll tell you why. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm afraid of what I'm going to find out.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like before this lesson, maybe I'd heard a long time ago that rice contains trace amounts of arsenic. But I know that arsenic is a toxic thing. It's poisonous. And so that just makes me think rice must be sometimes poisonous or bad for you, right? So I think, well, there's probably a lot of other foods that are harmful in some way as well. I would just rather not know.
Once you know, it's just one more thing to worry about. I see what you're saying. Well, friends, we're not done talking about this. We'll be back in just a moment right after today's fun fact.
Hello, fact friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun rice fact for you today. Did you know the largest grain of rice was around 21.5 millimeters long, 0.84 inches? A grain is a single rice seed. It's true. This giant rice is from India and is called the Pusa Basmati 1121. That is a huge piece of rice. Be careful if you eat that in your bowl. And that is today's fun rice fact.
All right, friends, let's take a look at today's talk about it question. Do you think you will try any of the approaches suggested to reduce the amount of arsenic you consume? Why or why not, Gabe?
Well, in one word, no.
Okay.
And the reason is because I don't have a lot of rice to begin with, and nor does my family.
Okay, that's a good answer. But this is something that you can think about, friends. Do you want to try to reduce the amount of arsenic in your rice? Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And I'm Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.